Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
Welcome into another podcast here at JoeBucksFan.com. It's the Commish's Draft Buzz. The Combine going on right now is today is the first workout of the Combine. That's going to be the offensive linemen and tight ends. We'll get your recaps of the Combine coming up next week. Today, the corners and safeties arrive, and we'll start to get measured and get poked and prodded and well, we'll give you a little preview of what's to come with the corners and the safety. Let's start with the cornerback position. You know, the Buccaneers look to be, you know, in good shape at the corner position. You got to keep Tlaib and Rondé Barber re-signing for a year. You got Myron Lewis and EJ Biggers. So I wouldn't say corner is really a position of need for the Buccaneers really at all. I think it would be a draft if the Buccaneers went and drafted a corner, it would be a luxury pick, maybe a guy who was just top on their board at the time. For the corners in this year's draft, Patrick Peterson leads the way, could play corner, could play safety, is showing up to the combine. Rumors have it that he's showing up after weighing 225 pounds at LSU, could show up today at 206, and is planning to run in the 4.3s. In the 40-yard dash. Wants to play corner at the next level. I think Patrick Peterson falls no farther than the San Francisco 49ers, who have the 7th pick. One thing that might hurt Patrick Peterson is there's only a couple of teams that need, or at least have a semi-need, for a cornerback. Carolina maybe could use a corner, but they do have Chris Gamble. Denver just re-signed Champ Bailey. So I'm not sure that the Denver Broncos would be wanting to bring in Patrick Peterson after re-signing Champ Bailey to a big contract. Buffalo's pass defense really wasn't their weakness last year. It was their run defense. Then you look at Cincinnati, who's got a couple of first-round picks at corner already. 5 is the Arizona Cardinals. They have Rogers Cromartie back there at one cornerback position. They could use another, so the Cardinals are definitely a possibility. And then the Browns just drafted Joe Hayden last year, so not a lot of big need for a corner at the top of the draft, but the San Francisco 49ers have a need at both corner and safety. Peterson would fit that if he were to fall that far. Another corner to keep an eye on, Prince Amukamara, is out of Nebraska. The Prince, big question with him is going to be his speed. Can he keep up with faster receivers in the NFL? I think the 40 maybe plays more into effect with the corners and the wide receivers than any other position in the NFL draft. That's why the 40 is much more important for this cornerback position and for a guy like Prince Amukamara. Brandon Harris, Aaron Williams, and Jimmy Smith are the next three corners. The big question with Aaron Williams and Jimmy Smith is, are they corners or are they safeties? Do they have enough speed to play the corner position? Their 40s are going to be very, very important. And one guy that could start to see his stock going way up is Rashai Dowling out of Virginia. He was injured a majority of last year. He has size. He has speed. If he goes out and has a great combine today, you could really start to hear the name of Dowling being talked about as a solid second-round pick. Rashai Dowling could show up 6'2", 200 pounds, and run in the 4'4 range. So keep an eye on him. At the safety position, to me is not all that impressive this year. It starts with Raheem Moore. I think he's got good ball hawk skills, not a devastating hitter, more of a free safety type in the backfield. Quentin Carter, DeAndre McDaniel, who I like as a strong safety. He's a big hitter coming out of Clemson, but does have a lot of character concerns. Ahmad Black, who we talked about in our Commish's Inbox podcast a few days back. Ahmad Black, you know, to me, maybe the biggest thing with him is, how tall is he? How tall officially is he? They list him at 5'9". Boy, if he's under that, I could see Ahmad Black falling and falling a long way. Third, maybe fourth round. I do think he's got some pretty good talent. So I don't really see much out of the safety position this year. And, you know, if you're in dire need of a safety, God bless you. You're just really not going to get a big-time safety, at least on the surface in this year's draft. There's just not a lot of guys that really stand out to me. All right, the combine is going on right now. As we said, the offensive linemen and tight ends work out today. Tomorrow on Sunday will be the quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs. On Monday, we finally have the defensive linemen and linebackers. And then on Tuesday, rounding out the combine, will be the defensive backs, the corners, and the safeties. We'll get your recaps on all of the combine. Of course, new mock draft, new commissions board, new top five by position coming out soon as well. It's all coming out right here, so keep coming back multiple times during the day. You never know what could show up. And don't forget to follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/fairandjust, and twitter.com. Tweet at me, at commish620WDAE. We'll go ahead and we'll wrap this baby up, and we'll get you ready for more draft coverage right here. So you don't ever want to go anywhere than coming right here for all your draft coverage and Buccaneer needs at JoeBucksFan.com.